This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's 10 trivia questions on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, one of my favorite shows of all time. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast, and happy Disney Day. Today we have an episode on Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers for you to play along with, a series that you can watch in its entirety, I believe, on Disney Plus right now. This is a Tuesday, and this is our second week in the row doing the Disney Plus themed episodes. So if you have a subscription to that service and you want to watch along, go check out the first three episodes or so of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Today is also Thank You Patrons Day. My Patreon page is the heart of everything I do, and I am very, very grateful for all the patrons I have and have had over the last couple years of doing this show every single day. So I am going to give a shout out to everybody right now who is a Patreon subscriber. Listen for your name on this list. Thank you, Chris Adams, Christopher Callahan, Veronica Baker, Manny Majerian, Greg Bristow, Brenda Martinez, Alex DeSmet, Joe Finney, Manny Cortez, Sarah McKevitz, Simon Time, Mo Martinez, Joan Bryce, Katie Christofferson, Denise Leonard, Jen Wojnar, Sarah Kay, Jess Whitener, Kyle Bonin, Robert Casey, Ian Schultze, Casey O'Connor, Marissa Cuthbertson, Kyle Almer, Taryn Napolitano, Matthew Frost, Katie Smith, Brian Salyer, Megan Acuna, Anna Evans, Sweet Abby Cakes, Jim Fields, Lauren Ward, Greg Hines, Dan Papello, Jordan Zeilinger and Wreck My Podcast, Doug French, Erica Cooper, Mark Haas, Sarah Haas, Catlin Reich, Casey Becker, Brianna Webb, Paul McLaughlin, Amy Jeppesen, Melissa Chesser, Sean De La Cruz, Fiona Neville, Cody Welter, Catherine Mott, Luke McKay, Ricky Carney, Kyle Hendrickson, Willie Powell, Rich Hijack, Mike Edwards, Joe Jermalowitz, Joey Mucha, Mona Bray, and Russ Friedewald. Thank you all so, so much for your monthly patronage. You guys mean the world to me, and I'm so glad you like this show enough to throw a few bucks at it every month. If you want to join this list of 58 people and help pay some of my bills and expenses for running a daily podcast, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. I mailed out some very cool artwork in the form of a postcard to all the people I have addresses for, and I also posted it on the Patreon page today, but big shout out to my buddy, comedian and artist, Trevor Smith. You can find him at comediantreversmith.com. He's linked in the show notes, and he just put up a very cool image for me. He came up with something like in a couple of days. I asked him for what I kind of wanted, and he sent it to me ASAP. So if you need some artwork, talk to Trevor Smith on my friends list on all social media. And if you want to see that image and you're not a Patreon member, you can see it over on Twitter. I posted that at Ryan Buds on Twitter. See that image and give it a like or a retweet and follow Trevor while you're at it. Guys, we're going to jump into today's episode. Again, thank you so much for all your support. Thanks for listening to the show, and get ready for 10 questions on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Happy Disney Day. Here we go. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. I used to watch this nonstop after school when I was a kid. And this show actually only aired for 65 episodes from 1988 to 1990. So I wasn't even a big kid yet. I was like 3 to 5 years old. So I must have been watching this before school or in the hours after school, like when my brother would come home. But my mom worked 9 to 5, and I just remember sitting in front of the TV and watching this. And I also remember eating stuff, especially cheese. This character, Monterey Jack, used to be addicted to cheese, and when he smelled it, he'd go nuts. So I would pretend to be him around the house when my mom would be like, hey, do you want a cheese stick, or do you want a slice of cheese or a grilled cheese? I'd be like, cheese, and I would go nuts, just like he did. So maybe you did too, and maybe you'll know the answers to these 10 questions. Here we go. Question number one. On the first episode of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which of the brothers is portrayed as the messy one? Question number one, which one of these brothers is the messy one? Question number two, world-traveling character Monterey Jack is from what country? Question number two, world-traveling character Monterey Jack is from what country? Question number three, what's the name of the large feline adversary that Chip and Dale often face on the series? Number three, what's the name of the large feline adversary that Chip and Dale often face on the series? Question number four, what types of woodland creatures does the team end up babysitting on the seventh episode of the show? What type of woodland creatures do the team end up babysitting on the seventh episode of the show? Question number five, the first episode of the show features an attack from pirate characters. What type of animals are the pirates? Question number five, what type of animals are the pirates on the first episode of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers? Question number six, what two colors appear on Dale's Hawaiian shirt? Question number six, what two colors appear on Dale's Hawaiian shirt? Question number seven, what's the name of Monterey Jack's housefly companion? What is the name of Monterey Jack's housefly companion? Question number eight, which one of the characters has a roller coaster named after them at Disneyland? Question number eight, which one of the characters has a roller coaster named after them at Disneyland? Question number nine, Chip's look was originally based on what 80s movie character? Question number nine, Chip's look was originally based on what 80s movie character? And question number 10, the show was an additional show for the success of DuckTales. What was the third show added to the Disney afternoon lineup? So we had DuckTales first, then we had Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. What was the third show in that lineup? Those are your adventurous questions for Chip and Dale Trivia. Go watch it on Disney Plus. If you've never seen this show, it's a really fun show to watch. I think you will dig it, and we'll be right back in just a second with the answers. Here we go with the answers to Chip and Dale Trivia. Let's see how many you got right out of 10. Question number one, on the first episode of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which of the brothers is portrayed as the messy one? That would be Dale. They have a messy house that they live in. I think they live in a tree house, and it is just full of stuff. And they're like, Dale, all right, why don't you clean this stuff up? And he throws a bunch of stuff in the garbage, and then it gets taken away by the garbage truck by mistake. So Dale is the messy one, and they bring it up on other episodes. Question number two, world traveling character Monterey Jack is from what country? That would be Australia. Australia. Question number three, what's the name of the large feline adversary that Chip and Dale often face on the series? That's Fat Cat. Fat Cat, voiced by a voice actor who's done a million different things. Jim Cummings at one point, I think. No, Jim Cummings was Monterey Jack. But the guy who does Fat Cat, you can tell his voice is from a million different things. Number four, what type of woodland creatures does the team end up babysitting on the seventh episode of the show? This was squirrels. It's called Adventures in Squirrel Sitting. And this actually comes up on Disney Plus as the third episode. But if you look it up on Wikipedia, it says it was the seventh episode. Question number five. The first episode of the show features an attack from pirate characters. What type of animals are the pirates? They are rats. They are rats who are addicted to all the aspects of being a pirate. Number six, what two colors appear on Dale's Hawaiian shirt? Red and yellow, just like McDonald's. Question number seven, what's the name of Monterey Jack's housefly companion? You find it on your pants. It's Zipper. Zipper. And number 8, which of the characters has a roller coaster named after them at Disneyland? It's called Gadget's Go Coaster. Gadget, the handy female character on the show, is really good at building stuff, and she has a roller coaster in Toontown at Disneyland. Question number 9, Chip's look was originally based on what 80s movie character? That was Indiana Jones, because he's got the hat and the leather brown jacket. And number 10, the show was in addition to DuckTales' success. What was the third show added to the Disney afternoon lineup? The answer there was Tailspin. Tailspin. And I just read, if you want an additional fact here, that DuckTales was like a $20 million project from Disney. So they're like, let's throw $20 million at that. And then for Chip and Dale, they threw $28 million at the show. So 65 episodes of a cartoon in 1988 cost $28 million, just to give you an idea of what that might be like to spend that money on this show. But I'm glad they did, because it's one of my favorites. And there you go. Those are all your questions on Chip and Dale trivia. And it's time for our question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What Blink-182 album did the song Damn It appear on? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the New England Patriots, for the team that the Chicago Bears beat Super Bowl 20. And your trivia team name of the day is Mighty Morphin Flower Arrangers. Use that one next time you need a good trivia team name. Check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing needs. And don't forget to use the code BUDS25 on drewblank.com for all your cool pop culture artwork and adult coloring books this holiday season. You get a 1/4 off when you use that code BUDS25. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show, and an extra special thanks to all the Patreon subscribers to the show. If you want to join the crew, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds or click the link in the show notes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.